Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. Jay Truitt joining us once again as we talk about the Japanese in just a moment.
Hey, watch it, huh? Oh, folks, I'm standing here in the median of I-35 in the middle of morning rush hour to witness an Oklahoma tradition, driving crazy. Decades ago, it was innovative Okie drivers who first asked, do we really need to stop at busy intersections? Couldn't we just kind of slow down a little? That simple question led to a great Oklahoma invention, the yield sign. Although, to be honest, most Okies never did have much use for it, did they? Instead, we've developed driving techniques like merging into traffic at breakneck speed, relying on a combination of good tires and better luck. Hey, go back to Texas! That's why it's good to have Oklahoma Farm Bureau insurance. Our agents understand Oklahoma traffic because, like you, they fight it every day. And if you have an accident, we'll be right there to help. As soon as that bottleneck I caused loosens up, Oklahoma Farm Bureau insurance encourages you to drive safely and obey traffic laws. We're okay, so you're okay. Another member service of Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Hey, pal! Hey!
In the Japanese media, we read stories about the Japanese government offering the U.S. government the opportunity to accept beef up to 30 months of age instead of the current 20 months of age threshold that the Japanese government has made us suffer under since that case of BSE was discovered at Canadian Cow back in December of 2003. Jay True of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says, problem is, a lot of times what's said in the media doesn't necessarily match up with all the dirty little details in the actual negotiations.
You know, I think that the funny thing is that the Japanese do something once in a while, and a number of other countries do this, and it's just not the way we do things in the United States. They kind of have these discussions in the press just to see what might bite, but I don't see these formal and official presentations of any of these discussions. The truth of the matter is that we should be trading beef around the world based on the recognized standards that the entire world scientific community has agreed upon and are the safe criteria for us to trade product. And for the life of me, I don't understand why everybody in the world seems to interpret that data a little bit differently than two countries right now on planet Earth. And the Europeans seem to accept those definitions. The South Americans seem to understand it, virtually everybody else, but we can't seem to get Japan and Korea to have full respect for that. We've kind of bit at this half an apple a couple of times, and if you look at the trade volume going into that marketplace, Ron, frankly, there's just not a lot of activity, and it's based on all the kind of hidden details behind these offers that get floated around in the press.
And Jay Truitt tells us that most experts agree that based on what we really know about BSE at this point, how we can stop it and everything, that the fears of mad cow disease are way overblown, especially in these Asian countries right now.
I think almost from the very beginning, BSE has been nothing more than just a very simple excuse to block product that, for political reasons and for protectionist reasons and really no other reason. I'm not for sure that the scientific concerns were anything ever more than a concern among a real small group of people. The problem is that once you kind of go down that path and once you begin to do it and develop these artificial scientific reasons, you can't just make up a path that gets you away and that actually gets you to the next point in the process without first apologizing and admitting that you made a mistake.
Head of the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Jay Truitt. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale coming up Saturday, February 2nd at the Messner Ranch, Slap Out, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 75 Hereford and 50 Angus bulls, complete with EPD information. They've got 60 spring calving bred Hereford and Angus heifers on offer as well. Van Messner and his family invite you to give them a call for more information, 580-837-5532. The Messner Ranch production sale, Saturday, February 2nd. Call for information, 580-837-5532. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.